Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Diva Strategies for Success. This is Robbie Motter, the host of the show. I am very excited today because I have a fabulous guest, Rosalind Khan. Let me tell you about this fantastic woman and all the things that she's been doing. Rosalind Khan is a college professor, public speaking instructor at Los Angeles City College. She is also an author, international motivational speaker, humanitarian, and speech coach. Ms. Khan has been an educator for the last 20 years, teaching public speaking, English as a second language in college and high schools throughout Southern California. Several years ago, she attended her first TEDx conference in Pasadena. She was immediately drawn into the TEDx fever. Rosalind worked on the experiential committee of TEDx and therefore followed her expertise to coach 10 TEDx speakers from November to present. Rosalind spoke over three times, beginning in 2013. Her titles were Language Comes to Life, 2015 was Coming Around the Curve, and Breaking Cultural Barriers. She began her business coaching and professional speaking nearly 3 years ago. Rosalind has trained over thousands of students and worked with individuals from a wide span, from teens to business executives, improve their presentation skills to improve their earnings. Her gift is helping individuals achieve their goal with speaking with their authentic voice. In the past 5 years, she has spoken at over several hundred different organizations. She has worked with clients in the pageant industry, hospitality, real estate, and coaching executives in Atlantic World at major Southern California University. She spoke in Rome, Italy on her book. Several years ago, she joined forces with Furley Almonte, a TV interview from East Coast, to conduct Stand Out and Shine workshop, getting on TEDx stage, and a How to Get That Dream Job. Since then, she has spoken at Team Trepco, helping teams become entrepreneurs, and MC for the San Diego International Film Festival. She recently helped bring the Chinese U Opera to Santa Monica College. In addition, she spoke at the Universal City and North Hollywood Chambers. She is no stranger to radio, has appeared regularly on numerous radio shows throughout Southern California and programs airing across the country. Everyone who interviews her says she is a natural with her exuberant amount of energy and spunk. In 2021, she recently interviewed on over 30 podcasts in 90 days from Canada, England, India, and across, and last year recorded 30 interviews from movie stars, authors, directors, and more for her own series on a major year project called Rosalind Khan, Community of Unity. She has published her first Random Acts of Kindness, Are Changing the World by Solutions Press, released on Amazon. Her second, Roses and Dogs, How to Reduce Stress in Today's Troubled Time, was released in a hard copy and electronic format, are sold on Amazon. Most recently, her third book is Message for Tomorrow's Leaders. She has won many, many awards. So let's welcome our guest, Rosalind Khan. How are you today? So happy to have you on board.
Oh, thank you, Robbie. It's such an honor to be with such a distinguished lady yourself.
I want you to tell us about yourself and how you got involved in all these fabulous things that you're doing.
Well, I don't know. I was never shy when I was young, and they always say, follow your passion and the rest will go ahead and follow. Begin about the TED Worlds. I had a friend. I was involved in the American Society of Training and Development. And one day he invited me to a TED thing out in Pasadena. And as I saw that event, when you have things that are important to you, you can remember them like yesterday. I could tell you five of the speakers on that stage. And the most important thing was I said, I will be on that TEDx stage. And so as I left, he said, well, you got to volunteer, and you know all about volunteering, Bob. You talk about showing up just like your book. But I volunteered with this organization, and they said, you know, take every opportunity as it comes. And the organizer, Greg Apodeca, would always say, you know, there's this event where these organizers are coming. You guys should check it out. Hey, you want to learn about speaking? Come check it out. There's this guy named John Bates. You should come check it out. So I would go, and I met these organizers, and, you know, it's all about meeting people and showing up. That I attended an event by John Bates, who was leading on looking for professional speakers. And as they went around the room, I humbly said in my short, humble voice, hi, my name is Rosalind Kahn, and I've been a teacher in the colleges for the last 13 years, and I'm just here to learn. And by the time I hit the restroom on the first break, there was a lady who surrounded me, whose name is Kat Haber, and said, boy, have I got work for you. I've got a bunch of people I want you to coach. And after coaching about a dozen, it was one Friday night that I said, that's it. Friday night traffic for free? It's my turn. And the rest was history. And so when I gave that TED Talk, it was just like magic beyond words. And the person, Greg Apodeca, had coached me. And 6 months of coaching for just helping him out on his conventions. And he said, what would you like to do? And they said, dream big, something Robbie would say, what do you want in the rest of the world will happen? And I put down that I wanted to write a book. And so not only did I give a TED Talk, but I wrote a book, and I'm out three for three, three books and three TED Talks. And I was talking to a lady yesterday, and her husband is in England, and she said, one for one, you do one for me, a healthy one for you. So watch out, baby, here comes number four.
Well, that's good. In your book, A Message for Tomorrow's Leaders, who are some of the people included? Is there a number two edition coming out? And what are the qualifications to get in your book?
Oh, fantastic. Yes, I was really excited to have a brilliant recording artist who's going to be on your stage for those on the red coats. And she was a 9/11 responder. She's absolutely a good friend of mine, and her name is Songwriting Shane. And if you go to the Amazon page, the review, you will see a beautiful testimonial that she had done. Another person that you'll find on the Amazon page for my book, A Message for Tomorrow's Leader, is an all-star. His name is Damon Jones, and he's an author, a cinematographer. He's a Marine, and he has done a lot of work for a lot of people in GSFE. I met him through Anjali Cade, who's the leader of the San Fernando and the GSFE. And the last one is a dear and close friend of mine. Her name is Dr. Marielle McKinley, who had her endorse the books of Marianne Williamson. She was a faculty member for Deepak Chopra, and she actually endorsed my book. And then, of course, there's a special lady that I'm on the phone with, and her name is Robbie Motter. She's also in my book. Can you believe that? That's pretty amazing.
Oh, wow. Yes, it was an honor to be in the book. So are you planning a number two book, or...
Yeah, actually, I am planning a second edition. I mean, I know that you know this as a person who's done a number of books. There's always those people who say, someday I will, just give me a little bit more time, just give me a little bit more time. And so for those people who couldn't quite make it in the first edition, we're coming out with the next edition. And anybody here who wants to go ahead and contribute to that, I want to let them know it doesn't cost. I want to get people out there who've got really inspiring stories. And all they need to do is just go ahead and send it to me. My email address is my last name, firstname@gmail.com, and mention your show, and I'll see what I can do to get some spectacular stories in there. But we're looking at coming out with a second edition, and there's time. And if you think you've got an inspiring story about the pandemic and how it affected you, the protests and the riots and why students should stay in the schools, and what your profession is, you too can be in that book. Pretty exciting, huh?
That is great. As TEDx speaker and DTM and Toastmaster, what are three pieces of advice to them to get on TEDx?
Well, one of the first things is there's a limit. So you've got to cut that speech down to, you've got to cut it down to at least 20 minutes. And one of the major things is you can't go and profess your religion, whatever it might be. You can't sell a product or service, but you need to speak from your own experiences. So if we just take a snapshot and look at the past, my first one was on scoliosis, the second one was on breaking cultural barriers, and the third one was on language comes to life. They were all my personal experiences that I experienced. The second thing is you need to get experience.
a large part of my life is a member of Toastmasters. I'm a member of a group called Toastmasters Leaders Worldwide, where we had Sarah Kahn, who was on the front of Forbes magazine. She came to that group and spoke. There's a group that's called Coachmasters. We're having an open house. If you'd like to send me an email, you can do that, and I can invite you to a spectacular show. And in addition to that, you need to hire a coach. And anybody who listens to the show, say anyone who listens to the show, is, I'll give you $250 off coaching with me, and I've coached many of them, and I think that would be quite a thing you just mentioned when you're following up on that Robbie Motter and 2021, and I'll make that available for you.
So what is your greatest achievement from the pandemic?
Well, one of the things that came up from the pandemic was there's a gentleman that I'm going to be mentioning later on, and he said to me, Rosalind, I think you have a message that you need to share with the world. There's not a person better than you to get that world out there. There's so much strife in our world. And he's the one who encouraged me to do those 108 videos, which later became 30 interviews for a series that's been picked up by a major network, and that is my show, Rosalind Kahn Community of Unity. And I never in my life thought that I'd have a series that I'd be doing, but it is just the most awe-inspiring thing that's ever happened to me. In addition to that, one of the other things was the award that I got from the Global Society of Female Executives. And when I was sitting at your table, so many times in my life, I've given, and I always ask myself the question, does anybody ever see what I've done? And being in front of that audience, I was in awe, as I said to them, receiving this award from Kindness from San Fernando Valley for my 188 interviews was truly one of the greatest things that happened to me. And there's many more, but those would be the two greatest things I would say that happened to me in the last year.
What were the most exciting interviews you did for Spectrum?
Well, I did some really exciting interviews for Spectrum, and one of the people that I interviewed, many people are going to recognize because his name is Tommy Bull, and he's the guy from Miami Vice. He's on the Directors Guild of America, and he was one of the people I got the chance to interview. And I think you know me and love me as someone who absolutely loves kids, because whenever there's a kid on your stage, I'm like a kid magnet. And so I interviewed two of the most young media influentials of the world. One of them is a young gentleman. His name is Tyler Gordon. He has almost 100,000 people as of the date of the show who are following him. He had painted a picture of Kamala Harris, and his name went viral. There was a special exhibit that was at an African-American museum that was here in Los Angeles that I got to absolutely interview him. And he was such a charming kid. He said, you better watch out. I'm going to be on front of the Time magazine. And the rest was just history. I went on this page and I found a friend of his, and I fell in love with his friend, and his name was AJ Stunt. AJ Stunt came to fame because he was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and he's one of Tyler's friends, and he's a humanitarian. The other day I went on his page and he was putting packages together with people who are pet owners, and the next day he was putting toiletries for the people on the street. And this is a kid who is absolutely amazing, a humanitarian at only 12 years old. And then, of course, one of my big fans is songwriting Shane. And she was a person who's been a true supporter of me since the moment I met her in this program called Arts for Peace. And we've known each other since then, and we still know each other till this day. And she's a dear friend of mine.
So I want to go back to one question I missed. What is your proudest achievement in 2022?
Well, actually, we haven't gotten to 2022. We're in 2021, but it's okay. You know,
I mean 2021, I'm sorry.
You know, this year I thought I couldn't have topped last year. I got the LA Business Journal Woman of the Year. I got my DTM Award, and I thought I was it. I said, how am I going to do better this year? And when I was given the award from the Women Appreciating Women and inducted to the Hall of Fame, I wrote on my page, not everyone noticed, but if you go to my LinkedIn at Rosalind Kahn, you will see that I wrote these words: more than the TEDx stage that I've been on, more than the books I've ever written, was to be on the stage with these international women from all around the world. And I've connected with so many of them my life has been forever changed. Dr. Randy Ward and I had a conversation today. Ada Gardman and I had another conversation. My friend Gisela McBean, I call her my Bambi, and I talked, and if I hadn't been on the stage, I never would have had a chance to meet these enchanting people. And it's, you always say, Robbie, you know, you just got to show up. And so when Robbie
says, you never know who you're going to meet. That's right. You never know who you're going to meet.
And it's just beautiful. And I just so much appreciate all the advice and how you help so many people out. And I want to put this last word because it nearly brings tears to my eyes. Robbie is a person that no matter what time of the day it is, wherever you are, she will take your call. And there are not many people in the world who would open themselves out to people when they're in moments of stress or duress or whatever. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. You are God's gift and an angel.
Well, I try. And that's all I can do is every day give the best that I can. Who are three people who have influenced you the most?
Well, I could put a laundry list together, but I want to say the number one person who's made the biggest influence on my life is a huge mentor of mine. Her name is Dr. Mariel McKinley, and we met many years ago. David, I can't remember his last name, had a party at his house in the rich part of Orange County, and I met this lady, and she just reached out to me recently, and she has decided that she wants to make sure that everything I want to happen absolutely comes true. I don't get to
great.
I mean, it's ups and down, but I know that she's really at my heart. The second person I give my heart out to is a director of mine. His name is James Bobick. He is a person who does a lot of web page, does a lot of graphics, helped a lot of people out in the world. But he's the one who inspired the vision in me that I can make a huge difference in this world. And he's worked with me a number of years, helped me on my web page when it goes down, when it goes out. And he's just a man with such a huge, huge heart. He has a large family. If you ever need any work on a web page or web design, or you've got a promoter that you need to get out there, James is your man to make that happen. And then I've got to take a deep breath. This next guy, his name is Lee Pound. Lee Pound and I met in a speaking organization called Frontier Training. And he and I have had a connection. He's been a mentor in my life since the moment I met him. He lost his wife. He wrote a great book called The Seven Weeks, and rewritten that many times. But every book that I've written, he's been there for me. Every time I have a post and I say, Lee, I know I've got to direct this towards the audience. What shall I say? How shall I do it? And he's always there, you know, rough and thin and big in and out. If you ever need someone to help work you on getting your book out there, all my books are published on Amazon. His book is called Solutions Press. And you might try him out, Robbie. He does some great work for me, and I think he could do great work for you as well. So there you have it. And, you know, if you want to follow up on me and find out where I'm at, you can see me on rosalindkahn.com. It's my webpage. Absolutely everything I have is found on that page. My YouTube is by the name Rosalind Kahn. My Instagram is by the name Rosalind Kahn. You go on Twitter, it's Rosalind Kahn. Rosalind Kahn is where it's at, R-O-S-A-L-Y-N. Last name is K-A-H-N. And you can follow where I'm at and what's up and what's coming next.
So what is coming next for you?
Well, next up, there's some huge things that are up and coming. I'm going to be giving my first live speech in the whole pandemic, and it's going to be for none other than the GSFE. It's going to be in the city of Long Beach at the Jade Restaurant there, and you can send me a message or reach out to Diana London, who's an actress herself, and she's going to be doing that. I'm going to have all three of my books are going to be at that event, so if you want to get a signed copy, if you've been following any of the many interviews I've been doing all across the nation around the world that go on my Facebook page, and you want to meet me, come on down. I'd like to meet you. Just make sure you wear your mask. And then private event, but it's on April 29th. There's an event. It's all about showing up and the power in asking And there's going to be over 45 people that are in your book that are going to be there signing their books. It's going to be a red carpet. And I can't wait to be surrounded by these royalty of people who's going to be on that set with you on that day.
Yes, it's going to be exciting. We're up to 50-something right now.
Wow.
On that
I know what
book. So I'm excited about that. If author speakers mention the show today, what will they receive?
Well, one of the things I want to give out to people, because I know you have such a huge influence, and everybody I talk to always says, Rosalind, will you help me get on that TED stage? I really want to get on that TED stage. There was even an email I got from Gail Glassner, who I was on her show not too long ago, and she says, I still got it set in my vision. I want to be on that TED stage. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, young or old, if you too want to be on that TEDx stage, I will give you a $250 discount by mentioning Robbie Motter 2021 in the show. It's that simple. So they just need to go ahead and follow me to rosalindkahn.com. There's a place that you can connect with me on that page. I will be certain to get you that discount. You can also go to Instagram. I'd love people to follow me on Instagram and follow my YouTube channel and subscribe, because it's a hidden secret that not too many people know about. But I want to make it easy for people to take advantage of that and to be able to get that coaching. So when they're on that stage, like the many people I've coached before, their dreams will become a reality.
So other than coming to the Jade, where else can they meet you to get an autograph copy from your book?
Well, you know, it's. I know that there's going to be another book signing. Angela Covini had mentioned to me that we're going to be setting up another event in some undisclosed location. And if you have a location where you'd like to have an author and do a book signing, they can reach out to me or they can reach out to Angela. And we're going to be doing another book signing coming up really soon. And I'm really, really excited about that. That is just absolutely incredible. They can also follow my Facebook page or my LinkedIn page, because I'm always putting information there about where I'm speaking next. And all of my books are available on Amazon. And if you've got a big enough request and you've got a big enough group, who knows, maybe you can get me to come out to your group and I'll do a book signing and tell you all about the book.
Marianne Redini Spencer, who's one of the authors in our book and also has written three books, yesterday we did an author's showcase, and she and I are going to be talking about bringing some of the GSFD authors in, and that she would do a showcase. We'd probably do it once a month with three or four of our authors. So that's another opportunity that's coming, which, you know, we'll work that out soon. So that'll be great.
No, that'll be absolutely awesome, because I was planning on doing a similar thing with my book on A Message for Tomorrow's Leaders. I wanted to get three of the contributors out and see if we can get on the high school, the college, the junior college speaking tour to let them know about this message. So I think you and I see a lot of life, Robbie. You know, your book had 46 people, my book had 46. There's so many other similarities that are between us, that we are two shakers and movers. And so I put on many of the posts out there, if you want to meet two of the most powerful women in Southern California, it's today, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio with Robbie Motter and Rosalind Kahn. Woo-hoo!
Well, I'm also waiting for Barnes & Noble to open up to let people come in, because we are in the book that you're a co-author in with me is we're in Barnes & Noble, we're in Walmart, we're in eBay, we're in a lot of places. So we're going to be following up with those places to see if we can do some book signing. And my thought was that if they're in L.A., then we would take the girls, the co-authors that are in the L.A. area, and they would be the ones, because you can't take 46 at one time. So we'll kind of spread them out.
Right.
I already have contacted Barnes & Noble, but they're not ready yet, but they said soon. So we'll keep in touch with that since we're in so you have about 6 minutes, and there's somebody on. Let me just see if this whoever's on the line wants to ask you anything. Hello.
Okay.
Hold on. Hello, this is Robbie Motter. Would you like to say anything to Rosalind, or you have any questions? I guess they're just listening, so we'll go back and
I guess they're just really shy. Well, I'd like to go ahead and share a really special message that's in my book here. It's by a person by the name of Jonathan Lightman. He was a person that I met in the Faculty Association of California Community Colleges. And he said when his wife read this message, he was committed that he wanted to get this book out to as many students as possible. And in this statement, he goes ahead and he says the following. Just a second here. It's really a heartwarming story. He is a person who had pancreatic cancer. And he says, when we think about randomness in life, it's hard not to fathom how little is under our control. It's certainly a lesson for any age, but so much more in the year 2020. I learned this in the hard way when I lost my entire pancreas, gallbladder, and spleen, along with half of my stomach and a portion of my duodenum, to a rare pancreatic tumor in 2006, the first of two cancer diagnoses. To my friends, families, and colleagues, as well as strangers I met along the way, what I experienced was devastating, something that no one should endure. To the family and friends of those who lost the more common form of pancreatic cancer, which in 2006 had but a 6% survival rate, I basically won the genetic lottery. To them, it was inconsequential how chronically disrupted my life had become. The only thing that was mattered was that I survived. One group saw me as unlucky, another as indescribably lucky. It all boiled down to perspective. Frankly, perspective is the only thing we can control through thick and thin. While we do not get to choose the time we live in, the global situation, or genetic disposition, we can, within reasonable limits, make the best of what we have and in turn leave the world a better place. With that in mind, here are a few thoughts I would like to share with tomorrow's leaders and everyone listening here. First, the world does not revolve around us. It never has and it never will. We are all part of a larger social, environmental, and cultural ecosystem that requires our participation and engagement. When we take each day, each week, and each month to invest in ourselves, our families, and our communities, however we define them, we make the world a better place. Secondly, the best societal investment is to provide opportunities for both formal education and lifelong learning. Both are important, neither substitutes for the other. As much as I believe in the value of degrees, our need to continually learn without formal recognition is just as, if not more, significant. Third, intelligence is often mistaken for wisdom, and this is a tragic error. History is replete with examples of tyrants possessing fancy degrees, including those from prestigious universities, who have no compassion, judgment, or common sense, let alone the ability to write or speak. By the same token, we've all likely met people who were either denied or rejected the opportunity to attend college or to train a degree, but still possess the wisdom of the ages. We do need intelligence that is indisputable, but more importantly, we need wisdom. Finally, resilience beats talent every single time. Life is never about how many times we are knocked down, but how often we get up. I rejected the opportunity to take a disability retirement after my pancreatic cancer surgery because I felt I could get up again. Following my doctor's advice of doing as much as I can for as long as I can, but not so much that it would physically harm me, I continue to lead a premier professional association of California community college faculty for 12 years after my surgery, until my body told me I had to stop. At that point, it had enough. Enough with the job. My body is still knocking me down all the time. As far as I'm concerned, I'm still getting up however I can. We all have challenges, some harsher than others. From whatever place we find ourselves, let us adopt as hopeful a perspective as possible to do our part to make this world a better place. And
well, that was great. That was great. We're down to 1 minute, so I want to thank you so much for being a guest today and lots of great information, and wish you the best of luck on all your new books you're going to write and all the things that you're doing and all the people that you're helping.
Oh, Robbie, you know, I think it is, I owe so much to everything that you've done to help me in the short time that you've known us and all the help that you give to other people. I just want to remind them you can follow me at rosalindkahn.com, Instagram, YouTube. And if anybody out there hears this message of that book and would love to get it into the schools, that would be my greatest dream, is to help today's young people. And so I thank you from the bottom of my heart, Robbie Motter. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. We're now at the end of the time. So thank you, and bye now.
Bye-bye.